Marvin, do you really think this is going to be the best place for us to do this?
Oh, Ursula, you know how much I care for you. And this old attic has so many good memories for me. You'll see how romantic it will be.
It smells like rotting cereal up here.
Ursula, you have such a sensitive sniffer. Look, it's an original Crispy Critters box I used to hide my slot car magazines in.
I didn't know Silicone Sandy was a slot car. Hey, what's this?
Another guilty pleasure. My old album collection.
1910 Fruit Gum Company? Journey, the Bay City Rollers. I'm beginning to have second thoughts about this. I thought you used to play in a Depeche Mode cover band. Oh my word, Marvin. I'm so out of here if this is your naked picture of Jay North.
Well, Ursula, give me a break. What else did you expect to find up here in
The Menace's Attic?
Home to music you've never heard together before and probably never will again. Only found here on 90.3 KUSF, San Francisco.
When I think back on all the crap I learned in high school.
Not to sound overly nostalgic, but it used to all just be rock and roll. Okay, there was country and western, and there was indeed soul, you know, James Brown and Motown and Stax. But when it all was said and done, or as we like to say today, at the end of the day, it was all just rock and roll. Now, it's really confusing. We have major labels, and we have indies, and we have emo, my favorite one. I get accused of playing a lot of emo on this show. Call me up, I'll explain what emo is for those of you not in the biz. It's really strange. Well, here I am, Dennis the Menace. And that's what this show is all about. It's about rock and roll, and boy, I am totally psyched tonight, because there's a wild mix of rock and roll, and we've got five decades that we try to cover here on Friday nights. Isn't that insane? It's nuts. Oh yeah, and we have some film tickets to give away to a killer film. I'm back, live, from Lake Tahoe, where I turned down the chance to see That's right. Playing in Lake Tahoe, mere seconds from the condo I was staying in, Leslie West and Mountain,
Mississippi Queen.
But I didn't go. I couldn't do it. But we talked a lot about the kind of people that would be at that show. Oh my God. The smell of pot in the air would have just been asphyxiating. Not that I have anything, you know, against those of you that partake, I'm just saying. I missed Leslie West and Mountain. But I'm here to tell you that this is episode number 137, the Yup, I Made It Back from Lake Tahoe Alive, probably because I avoided the club where Mountain, featuring Leslie West, was playing edition of this thing we like to call the Menace's Attic. So without further ado, because I just cannot wait to play this first tune, I just really cannot wait. We'll get right into set number one. It's going to be one of those tonight. A little thing called Famous Disc Jockey Programming Rule. When in doubt, start the set with a toe tapper.
Hey, come and look at me, babe. There's a line on the face of the crowd.
You're trying to do to my heart. I need
it. You've never heard them together before, and you probably never will again. The Menace is at it for 90.3 KUSF.
Hold it. Listen.
Famous disc jockey programming rule. When in doubt, start the set with a toe tapper. And indeed we did. And ended it with a toe tapper. As much as I love my original purple, worn-out Gordy 45, I have to say that this Temptation Psychedelic Soul 2 CD set that is out on Motown through Universal, who now owns them, who just combined with some other record company, gosh, it's getting really weird out there. Sounds incredible. Can't get next to you, Temptin' Temptations. Rascals, Flip Side of Love is a Beautiful Thing, You Better Run. Also a great Rascals remastered thingy out there. 1910 Fruit Gum Company. I don't know why, except that the Ramones did a great cover of it. Indian Giver and the Thrills. I would most definitely like to meet Barb Kitson again, even though she's my age at this point. Thrills from Boston. And hey, not another face in the crowd. Menace's Attic, Dennis the Menace. The numbers you need to know. Okay, three numbers and four letters. But you can translate the letters to numbers, I know you can. 751-KUSF. For the following. There is a screening on August 31st at the Lumiere of Donnie Darko, the director's cut. For those of you who don't know and haven't heard about it, Donnie Darko is a disturbed adolescent who, during the presidential election of 1988, sleepwalks out of his house and sees a giant, demonic-looking rabbit named Frank who tells him the world will end in 28 days, 6 hours, and 42 minutes. Returns home the next morning to find that a jet engine has crashed to his bedroom. It's become the cult film of the year. Donnie Darko, it's the director's cut, screening August 31st at the Lumiere. And I have tickets for you. 751-KUSF. Call throughout the show and I will get them to you. Well, I know there's more things I want to tell you about, like this new Sunday show, but I want to just not interrupt the beautiful musical flow. And this next set is the result of the fact that, you know how you always want to be someplace else, or you think you belong someplace else? Our producer Katie is British, and I always think that I belong in London for the rest of my life, but we'll see how this next set goes, and I'll get back to you on it. Set number two for our Friday Night Menace's Attic, a little thing called, it has nothing to do with the fact that I'm reading a book about swinging London in the 1960s, that I've changed my name to Simon, decided to marry Marianne Faithfull, or if she's busy on that day, Gene Shrimpton will do just fine. I'll explain later.
It's only me.
No, wait a minute, Miss,
Golightly. Holly Golightly.
And I always heard people in New York never get to know their neighbors.
It has nothing to do with the fact that I'm reading a book about swinging London in the 60s, that I've changed my name to Simon and decided to marry Marianne Faithfull. Or if she's busy on that day, Jeannie Shrimpton will do just fine. I love it when things connect, as you well know, because that's what this whole show is, but sometimes better than others. XTC, Life Begins at the Hop. Just so happens their keyboardist, Barry Andrews, who left, by the way, before that track was done, is the dad of Finn Andrews of the Vales, who will be next week's guest on the Sunday show, which I'll get to in a second. Boy, was that just really too deep for everybody. Smithereens, who are just a little retro-obsessed. Think about it. Their dream girl looks like Jeannie Shrimpton and plays the bass like Bill Wyman. Behind the Wall of Sleep. And speaking of Mr. Wyman, the Rolling Stones, The Last Time, and Jesus Jones, which rhymes. Maybe they could have named themselves Jesus Stones. That was bad. Set number three for our Friday Night Menace's Attic. You don't have to play the song backwards to recognize a borrowed riff. Paul Simon's attorneys, it's time to find out if channeling is what happened, or you can just ask Smiley Lewis and Dave Edmonds. I'll explain later.
Oh, well, put your arms around me now and try your best to squeeze me. Love me, baby, you know how. Yes, rock me, my baby. Oh,
Musicologist lesson number two, you don't have to play the song backwards to recognize a borrowed riff. Paul Simon's attorneys, time to find out if channeling is what happened. Or just ask Smiley Lewis and Dave Edmonds. I'll explain. Dave Edmonds, of course, I Hear You Knockin'. Also done by none other than Smiley Lewis. Originally in 1955, and of course also a very popular Fats Domino track. But here's where it gets really strange. Mrs. Robinson, Simon and Garfunkel, the only new piece of Simon and Garfunkel music on the soundtrack to The Graduate. And Mike Nichols came around sniffing around for a Simon and Garfunkel material for the film. That Simon actually claims he didn't like The Graduate. He said it was a bad Salinger novel. But eventually, it was Art Garfunkel who suggested that Simon take an old instrumental he had written way, way back and put Mrs. Robinson from the movie into it, and hence it became a full song, which just sounds just a little bit, riff-wise, like Rock Me My Baby by Buddy Holly and the Crickets. How that happened, I don't know. Let's get right into set number four, a little thing called... Okay, considering I opened the show with a toe-tapper, the Dennis the Menace Seat of the Pants methodology says it's okay if the last set contains one hopeful song and, well, maybe a bummer or two.
Hi, this is Kate Pearson from the B-52s, and you're listening to Dennis the Menace on The Menace's Attic.
Considering I opened the show with a toe tapper, and unlike every other station in town, we don't do no stinking call-out research. The Dennis the Menace Seat of the Pants methodology says it's okay if the last set contains one hopeful song and a bummer or two. And there you have it. Kirsty McCall, who we lost way too early. Married to producer Steve Lillywhite, killed by a speedboat in 2000. Kirsty McCall, Quietly Alone. Spanky and our gang thought you were on the wrong radio station, didn't ya? Sunday Will Never Be the Same, and The, who's not a band, but just a guy named Matt Johnson, and This Is the Day. Well, this is it for The Menace's Attic. Andrew Tomas and the rest of the posse in the house for the Friday night session. As for I, Dennis the Menace, I will stick around for a few minutes after at 751-KUSF if you would like tickets to go see Donnie Darko, The Director's Cut. Meanwhile, it is time to, if you'll excuse the expression, wrap it up with Sam and Dave. Remember, Sunday, 4 o'clock, there's this show called Just Another Menace Sunday. Interview with the Delays. Don't miss it. Meanwhile, have a lovely weekend and be safe.
I've been watching you for days.